From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma slammed ashore at Key West, Florida early Sunday. It is now headed north up the Gulf Coast of Florida. It has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm. It hit Florida as a Category 4 early on Sunday. The vast storm could cause billions of dollars of damage and devastation to parts of the peninsula state that have not seen a major hurricane in a century, like the city of Tampa. Hurricane force winds extended outward 130 kilometers from the eye of the storm. Forecasters are predicting dangerous storm surges of 3 and 4 meters along Florida's Gulf of Mexico shoreline as the storm reaches Naples and Fort Myers and heads north toward the major city of Tampa. More than 1 million homes and businesses have already been left without power. At least 25 people have died since the storm began raking over land, starting with the Caribbean island of Barbuda. The resort island, with a population of less than 2,000, is devastated. Prime Minister Gaston Brown has estimated that about 95% of Barbuda's buildings are damaged or destroyed. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Mexico Thursday night has risen to at least 90 after emergency services in the southern state of Oaxaca said there had been 71 confirmed deaths in that state alone. The 8.1 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Chiapas on Thursday was stronger than a devastating quake in 1985. This is VOA News. Australians have surrendered more than 400 guns a day under a firearms amnesty that began in July. The weapons turned in include several high-powered military assault rifles. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
This is the first national no-questions-asked amnesty since one following a mass shooting in the state of Tasmania in 1996. 26,000 firearms have been handed in so far, much to the surprise of Australian officials. They'd not expected so many weapons to be surrendered during the three-month program. Law enforcement authorities have been worried that unwanted military-style rifles, pistols and shotguns could fall into the hands of extremists and criminal gangs. The New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner is Dave Donoghue.
Because it is an amnesty, we don't know the history of those firearms. We're not running searches on those firearms, but certainly it is a potential there that those firearms could have been stolen or otherwise unlawfully obtained.
A similar amnesty followed the Port Arthur massacre in Tasmania more than 20 years ago. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
At least 3 people were killed and 13 others wounded Sunday after a suicide bomber blew himself up at a tea shop in a town in central Somalia. Police say the attack occurred close to the headquarters of the regional administrator. 3 journalists are among the wounded. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire beginning Sunday to allow humanitarian aid to be brought into areas affected by the conflict. The violence has left at least 400 people dead. Thousands, tens of thousands of Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh. Iraqi authorities said Sunday they're holding more than 1,300 foreign women and children. They are the families of suspected Islamic State jihadists. They're being held at a camp for displaced people and expect to be repatriated to their home countries. Mikhail Saakashvili, the former president of Georgia, later a Ukrainian citizen, crossed from Poland into Ukraine in a crowd of his supporters Sunday. Saakashvili has been stateless since his former mentor, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, stripped him of Ukrainian citizenship 2 months ago. He is wanted in Georgia on charges related to his political career there, and Tbilisi has asked the Kiev government to extradite him. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.